Okay. So the second speaker that we have today is Dr. Adriana Ristagno, and she is a licensed and registered naturopathic doctor as well, and she practices out of Markham, Ontario. She's a member of the Scientific Advisory Board at Camprev Natural Health Products and Orange Naturals. She maintains a private practice focused mainly on family medicine and pediatric care. Adriana is a graduate of the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine in Toronto. Prior to commencing her medical studies at CCNM, Adriana gained valuable research experience in traumatic brain injury and dementia at the Rotman Research Institute. Adriana maintains a passion for naturopathic education and inspiring healthy choices for all ages and stages, and enjoys contributing articles for Alive and Sage magazine. So tonight, Dr. Ristagno is going to help us navigate this world of nutraceuticals, which I'm sure many of you use in your private practices. And she's going to be discussing some of the key identifying factors that are critical to selecting high-quality supplements for our clients. So if you can join me in welcoming Dr. Ristagno.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, Brianna, and thank you to the CNNP for having me tonight, and thanks to all of you for coming out. I know the Jays are playing, and my husband is feverishly texting me. I'm a supporter, but he's, like, going crazy. Thanks for having me tonight, and what we're going to be talking about is sort of navigating over the next 15 minutes sort of some key factors that looking at in terms of choosing products for your clients. And I know as practitioners, it's generally just sort of a component of our treatment plans, but certainly it can have a huge impact on your client's well-being and their sort of treatment outcome, and how do you navigate it. September is usually a crazy trade show month for us in the nutraceutical world, and you go down the aisles and see company after company that has a lot of, you know, all talking about how great their products are, you know, where do you start and how do you sort of break some of that down. So we'll talk a little bit about that. So sort of three key areas I wanted to discuss tonight is one is label analysis, so really look what to look for and where to look on the label. And I think that will sort of resonate with you guys because, I mean, you're all about breaking down nutritional labels. The second component is forms and function, so choosing sort of the right form of a supplement for the right client. And the third is sort of some manufacturing insights. So what types of questions do you want to ask manufacturers or companies to get sort of the right information? So where do we start? So after you've decided that your client needs a particular ingredient, a botanical or a vitamin, a mineral, or homeopathic, and you've chosen a particular dosage, you have to start navigating the world of products that are out there. And it was a perfect segue following Robin and Emily, because I think you can use a lot of that genetic testing as well to understand or to have a clearer picture perhaps of particular forms of vitamins and minerals that your patients might benefit from. And so you're really, you know, guiding them the right direction. And I'm interested in the genetic testing as well now. Okay, so where to start with the label? And that's probably, is that where everybody starts? Right, with label. And my first place to look to is always the medicinal ingredients. And it's funny because I'm sure you guys are used to this as well. You probably have family members that run to you with, you know, a particular product and it's got this amazing health claim. And the very first thing I do is turn it over, look at the medicinal ingredients, look at the dosage, and then say, okay, here's what I think. So, you know, there could be a lot of sort of marketing jargon, a lot of claims, although that's cutting down now as a natural health product directory guided by Health Canada is getting more strict, but certainly you're still, you know, wanting to provide your professional opinion on that. So always start with the medicinal ingredients. For me, the most important things are the nutrient forms. So when it comes to vitamins, I'm always looking for sort of coenzyme forms, ideally, for your clients. So in particular, for example, vitamin B6, the P5P form, for vitamin B12, the methylcobalamin form is ideal. And these forms are the forms that eventually the body will want to break down, let's say for methylcobalamin, if you start with a cyanocobalamin, the body will want to break it down into methylcobalamin, but it requires optimally functioning, whether it's liver or small intestine, to be able to do that. So if you're working with a client that you know already has issues in that area, then you're going to want to be or pay a little bit more attention to the particular form of vitamin that you're giving. I think with a P5P, it's been estimated that's the vitamin B6 form, so instead of giving the pyridoxine form, you want to give the pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's been shown to be up to 10 times more effective. It will drive the cost up a little bit with your formula, but in my opinion, it's very beneficial. And the other one is folic acid. We talked about that, or Robin and Emily mentioned that. So giving ideally the MTHF, or the methyl tetrahydrofolate, like full mouthful there, form is ideal, as it, you know, allows, it's the optimal form that the body will want to convert your folic acid into anyways, and there are individuals who have trouble with that conversion, so particularly like for the pregnant population, you want to go into that form. And again, it tends to drive the cost up with the product, and I've come to learn a lot of this information working with Camprev and Orange Naturals, so perhaps I will say I'm a little bit biased, but the information that I've learned has definitely suited me as a practitioner as well, has helped me understand the other side of this industry, and it's helpful because it's, you know, I can go into practice and say, okay, this is what I'm actually seeing, and then take it back into the office and say, this is sort of what we need to do, or here's how we can, you know, modify something, for example. So that's typically where I start with the vitamins. And then when it comes down to the minerals, what do you guys typically look for when you're looking at, let's say, mineral forms?
Chelated.
Yeah, exactly, chelated versions, particularly for the macro minerals. So things, minerals that you're dosing in high amounts, like calcium, magnesium, chelated versions. It's basically like taking your magnesium molecule and attaching it to another molecule that helps its absorption. One of my favorites is magnesium glycinate. We've actually given you a sample in your gift bag of capsule or powder form, but the glycinate in particular is an organic amino acid. So the body will identify the glycine, and it absorbs much better. It's up to 5 times more absorbable than other forms of magnesium. And because glycine has a natural sort of inhibitory characteristic as an amino acid, it really complements magnesium well because magnesium has that antispasmodic sort of relaxation type of effect. So they work really, really well together. They're absorbed well, so you don't typically need as high of an amount either. And you don't tend to get those effects of sort of irritation in the GI system, which some people look for when they're looking for a magnesium supplement, but always sort of stay away from that. So you don't want to drive out all of your minerals either, and then you just end up in a depletion state as well. And for calcium, so individuals with low stomach acid will have a difficulty with absorbing, does anyone know the form of calcium? A carbonate form. So a citrate form is typically ideal. Oftentimes you'll see combinations, and that's because the carbonate form tends to be a little bit less expensive. So it's always sort of balancing that out as well. But the carbonate form is also, we'll talk about this a little bit later, but when you're looking at minerals in particular, you want to look at elemental values. And so a calcium carbonate has, I believe it's about a 40% elemental value. So when you're looking at chelated minerals, you always want to look at the label to see how much of calcium is actually in there versus calcium carbonate or magnesium glycinate. And that should sort of be easy to tell on the label. And if you have questions, it's something that every company manufacturer should be able to answer for you. So sometimes a product may look impressive because it may say it contains, 500 milligrams of calcium per, calcium carbonate, let's say, or calcium citrate per capsule or per tablet, but the elemental form is quite a bit lower. So once you've looked at the medicinal ingredients and, you've chosen your right dosage forms, that's ideal. Does anyone know where the next place to look at would be? The next most important medicinal
ingredient.
Yes, exactly. That's always my next kind of go-to. And there you'll find quite a bit of information about the product. And you want that list to be like as short as possible. You know, with sort of from my understanding of manufacturing and the process of like encapsulations, there's certainly a number of ingredients that are necessary in some cases, whether it comes to tablets or capsules or liquids, to be able to create the product correctly. But you want that list to be, you want that list to be short. And the manufacturer will typically strive to make that list short as well. Certainly, you know, high quality companies will not want to have like a list of non-medicinals that looks like that. And there are certain non-medicinals that you kind of a little bit more red flag than others. So obviously things like sugars and colorings, which we all know is really unnecessary, but you tend to see more of those in liquids, particularly when it comes to children's products, children's multis, all the you know gummies and all of those. And yeah, liquids, so like droppers as well. And you'd be surprised when it comes to D-drops on the market, you'd be surprised what goes into the non-medicinal ingredients. And we gave you a sample of what we have, and it's a fantastic product. I love it. You guys can try it and see what you think. It's very clean. It's a coconut oil. Oh, only 5 minutes. My gosh. Okay. It's a coconut oil, and there's a, sort of a natural orange oil as well. Just the point is that it tastes great, and it doesn't have any sugar. It doesn't have any coloring. So there are ways to sort of make those products. Some of the kind of, let's say, you know, not controversial, but ingredients or non-medicinals include like magnesium stearate. You guys ever wondered why that's included? Okay, so we get a lot of questions to us about why magnesium stearate. You have such a great product line. Why do you use magnesium stearate? And to be honest, when I first joined CanPrev, I didn't know. I asked the same question. Magnesium stearate is used. Does anyone know why? Yeah.
Isn't it to make the machines work better?
So it's a flow agent. Yeah. It's to make the you know the combination flow better in order to be able to encapsulate it. And there are more artificial forms or more artificial options. Like for example, dicalcium phosphate would be another option to magnesium stearate. But you know, and there have been maybe a few studies out there that have said, oh, you know, it could be dangerous. I actually think there's only one study that said stearic acid can create, you know, biofilms and that type of thing. But the research has shown that it's completely tolerable. It is not toxic. And generally, when you're talking to a manufacturer, for example, from our end, we use a really, really the lowest amount of magnesium stearate that we can in order to make the capsule sort of produced properly the way they're supposed to. So I think the biggest thing about this is don't be afraid to reach out to the manufacturers and ask them why the ingredients are in there. And they should be able to give you an explanation. And that sort of ties into the customer service as well. And there with the non-medicinals, I also wanted to mention that there's a little bit of a blurry line. We can get to this after if anyone has questions when it comes to like natural versus artificial flavor as well. And so sometimes we'll have questions about, you know, are your ingredients natural? And I always say it's not like we've taken, you know, a blueberry or kale and dried it, ground it up and put it in the capsule. So in that sense, it's synthetic, but originally they're sourced from an organic or let's say a natural ingredient versus, let's say, artificial or synthetic, which is produced completely in the lab. So when you're looking at protein powders and stuff like that, yeah, they will be whole foods because they're typically, you know, just proteins with greens and berries ground up, but that's just something to pay attention to. And then quickly with forms and functions, for myself, I always prefer capsules. I prefer liquids for certain groups, but capsules, a high-grade veggie capsule, which the body will be able to break down well. And typically a capsule really doesn't require you to use any binders or fillers because it's literally just well, it's filled, and a good quality product will not be filled with anything other than the medicinal ingredients that are in the product, and typically filled to capacity. You can always ask questions about what size capsules do you guys use, and you can actually do the math and add up the ingredients and see, you know, how much of that capsule is filled with the actual medicinal ingredient. Liquids are preferred for children and for myself, for children and for seniors, for individuals who have trouble breaking down or any digestive issues, certainly. And when it comes to tablets, I mean, sometimes, if you go a tablet version, and you have to work with what your clients can afford as well, and so you might have to sort of choose the best product out there. But that's where you'll tend to see a lot of binders, because they need the product to really stick together. So, and that's something that you can, the information you can actually pass on to your client and say, you know, this is one of the reasons why this capsule, it is a little bit more expensive, but here's why it could be better for you. And then lastly, when it comes to manufacturing insight, so know the manufacturer really well. So you don't have to go out to dinner or anything like that, but don't be afraid to ask questions. Get to know the people that work for the company. And I always think that, you know, the people that that you get to speak to on the phone, customer service, tells you a lot sort of about the company. Be able to ask those questions, get good answers. And when it comes to sort of GMP practices, like most of the natural health product companies today, are all using GMP standards, so that's pretty much a standard. But certainly you want to ask those types of questions. You want to ask about third-party testing. Is it done at every step along the way? For example, when the ingredients come in, do they do third-party testing, or do they check for allergens? And then do they do a finished product testing as well? Because that's an important component. Certificates of analysis, they don't typically make those available, so they won't be on a website, but you can ask about them, and they'll give you information about sourcing. So where did this, where did your curcumin come from, for example? You can ask that, does this particular formula contain any traces of X, Y, or Z? And those are sort of important questions as well, so allergen information. Contraindications and cautions, I always say it should be very clear, it should be very well explained, and if you have any questions, I think it's important to reach out to the companies and the manufacturers and not be afraid to ask questions, and you should get sort of really detailed answer from them in a timely fashion as well, because certainly if you're wanting to recommend something to your client, that's important. And their practice for adverse reactions. So those are questions to ask as well. What happens if, I have an adverse reaction with a particular client? What is your sort of protocol, and how are those handled? Those are the biggest things. Get to know them. And don't be afraid, again, to ask those questions. I think that even when it comes to formulation and being sort of part of the formulation team at CanPrev, I mean, we're practitioners who say, it would be great to have a formula that sort of looks like this. And we love it when we have feedback from practitioners such as yourselves saying, hey, it would be great if you guys could do something for incontinence or heartburn or something like that. If it's about ingredients, certainly feel free to reach out and provide that feedback. And I think a good company will want to hear those types of things. And then I think most important is that, especially as nutritionists, but certainly as naturopaths as well, we know that supplements are just a component of a treatment plan. There's no replacement for obviously good diet just sort of remembering that. But I think that that's everything on my end. And certainly I know as for myself, I am always happy to talk to practitioners if it's more information about ingredients, about products, about protocols. That's my passion, really. So certainly don't hesitate to reach out get to know us a little bit better as well. That's really what we're here for. That's all for me for tonight. So I don't know if you guys have any questions.
Any questions from the room? Have you interested in books? Everyone's saving them to call her on phone.
Call me tomorrow morning. Yeah, 9 a.m. What just to let you know, what we've included in the bags is a copy of our naturopathic notes. It's a publication that we've put together for practitioners. That is a resource. It's put out 4 times a year. And every issue has a different clinical topic. This last one, I believe you all have the stress issue. So there's sort of editorial content in there. There's some clinical pearls. There's some great pieces as well that are meant to serve as resources for you to share with your clients. So some good diagrams. And then at the very back, there's some recommended treatment plans that can even be torn out. We're always looking for feedback on naturopathic notes if you have ideas for topics, particular articles, if you might like to contribute something, so certainly feel free to reach out. And if you, has anyone signed up for this already? So if you haven't subscribed to it, and if you subscribe tonight, there's a subscription form in there. We'd be happy to send you a sample from our product line. So if you might know what you want to try, you can indicate it and leave it here at the end of tonight, or certainly you can fax it or email it, scan and email it to my attention as well. I can give you my email. It's adrianna@canprev.ca, and Beth has my information as well.
Excellent. Any other questions? Oh, one question over there. Yes.
Can you explain, when you get a greens product,
yes,
and you read the ingredients and it's got 1,000 things in it, mm-hmm, and you take one scoop, how much of anything can really
be
in
there?
Scoop?
Yeah,
that's a good point. Actually, I think I skipped over dosage information. So great point. You always want to look at, so similar when it comes to nutritional labels, you always want to look at serving size. You know, product may look great because it says it contains, I don't know, 1,000 milligrams of something. But then when you look like in the tiny print, it says in 8 capsules a day. Right? And you want to take that information into account and say, okay, well, compliance, like will my client actually use this at 8 caps a day? And certainly if you're using it with other products, right, that can add up to an enormous amount. But it should always be indicated a serving size. So how much is in that scoop of berry powder that you're taking or greens powder that you're taking? And I actually think it's a regulation now that Health Canada has implemented that the labels have to be in per sort of individual, so per capsule or per scoop versus in 2 scoops or 3 scoops, for example. But yeah, good point. Very good point.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Wasn't that interesting? So thank you so much. I thought that was incredible. I find that so much of my day is spent addressing food labels in the food industry. And so I'm always really interested when I hear about the supplement side of things, because I do get those questions a lot from clients asking about, oh, well, you know, this A to zinc product, I won't say any names, this A to zinc product is cheaper. So why can't I consume that one? Because this one that you're recommending is so expensive. So I think it's really great when we understand what those ingredients mean and how the chelation makes the product that much different and better in many cases. So thank you so much for all that insight.